this episode of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll be discussing verses number 4 and 5 of the blessed surah, Suratul Hujarat. As discussed previously, Suratul Hujarat teaches us the way that we should behave and the way that we should interact with one another. In verse number 4 of Suratul Hujarat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُنَادُونَكَ مِنْ وَرَاءِ الْحُجُرَاتِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ صَبَرُوا حَتَّى تَخْرُجَ إِلَيْهِمْ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ
Verily, or indeed, those who call out to you, O Prophet, from behind the chambers or the rooms, most of them do not use reason or intellect. أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ صَبَرُوا And if they had been patient, if they had waited until you came out, it would have been better for them. لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ And Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. These holy verses speaks about having manners and etiquette and also having patience. The best person who taught us how to interact with one another is none other than the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. His method of interaction is a guide for all of mankind. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, was the first in greeting people when he met them. No one was ever deprived of his good demeanor or his etiquette. If anyone of his companions were not present in a gathering, he would inquire about them. He respected all persons, regardless of their class, their rank, or their color. He respected the elders and he cared for the young, and he never reproached anyone. He spoke very little and never cut short the speech of another person. He stayed away from the things that had no worth or of little value to him, and he listened to the speech of everyone. These are just some of the traits and the qualities that were displayed by the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. And the people who were fortunate to live in that blessed time of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and experience these qualities firsthand, they were very lucky. These people who experienced these characteristics that were displayed by the Holy Prophet, they realized how busy this person was that was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill his mission. They also realized that the Holy Prophet, like us, was a human being and required rest at some point in time. Therefore, these people that lived in the vicinity of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, would only come to visit him when he was available, when he was outside of his house or his chambers, or they would wait outside of his house until he came out. However, sometimes groups or tribes of people who lived outside of the vicinity of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, the Bedouin Arabs, some of them were very impolite and had no etiquette and were very uncouth. These people would come to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, seeking assistance, and they thought that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, since he was the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he should be at their service whenever they wanted. So, they would arrive outside the chambers or the dwellings or the house of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and they would shout, Ya Ahmad! Ya Muhammad! Ukhruj! O Muhammad, come out! Come out of your house. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to intervene when this sort of behavior was displayed. Hence, these verses were revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reprived these people for the way they spoke and the way they called out to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. And he employed them to have patience and wait until the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, comes out of his house to be at their service. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala equates having manners and etiquette with having reason and intellect, saying that those that don't have manners or etiquette are those that don't think or don't use their intellect. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam narrates that a person that does not possess five qualities does not have any real worth in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these five traits are number one, religion, number two, intellect, number three, modesty, number four, proper manners, and number five, proper etiquette. So fundamentally, the one who lacks respect and lacks manners is like the being that does not think, it's like the one who shows qualities or characteristics of an animal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pointing to us or showing us that we should not behave in this way. Now, someone may ask the question, how can we be respectful in front of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, if he's not with us today? Mufassirin, or commentators of the Holy Quran, they say that this verse also points towards our elders, our scholars, our teachers, and even our parents, that we should not call out to them in a disrespectful manner. If they are not available, we should exercise patience and we should wait until they come to our service. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that if we exercise patience, if we wait, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving and the most merciful. Sometimes this may seem like a hard task to do, but the reward is much greater than the difficulty. Verses number 4 and 5 of the Holy Surah, Surah 49 in the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Hujarat. And remember, keep reading the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you are.